Morning, folks. Welcome to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. I do appreciate you tuning in this morning. I've got guests across the way. We're going to talk about all kinds of stuff coming up tomorrow, as well as probably some information to help you throughout the course of the year, and maybe lifetime habits that folks might want to think about starting. Is across the way from me, back after a long absence. How long has it been this time?
A week? What, a week? It was exactly a week.
It was a week. Back from last Monday, but before that was like 6 months ago. Ladies and gentlemen, please re-welcome back to the show, Marketing Director at Fairfield Memorial Hospital, Michelle Ward. Yay, Michelle, how you doing?
Yeah,
we've got more people here today. So
yeah,
it's not just us
talking for ourselves.
It could sound like a great big deal.
Yeah.
A huge deal.
Woo!
Woo! She's raising the roof over there, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
Next to her is a young lady who is also out at the FMA. She's the registered dietitian. Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Whitney Buckles. How you doing, Whitney?
I'm great. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Thank you so much. Wait, we didn't applaud Whitney. Come on, Luke. Come on, Luke. Next to her is the adjunct professor, also Student Health Association advisor at FCC, Mr. Luke Harl. How you doing, Luke?
I'm doing great, Bruce.
Ladies and gentlemen, Luke Harl. You know, I got to tell you, they're getting less and less enthusiastic about you, Luke, as we go down the line.
Luke's got some energy.
All right. Tell me what's going on tomorrow night, and I want to know how it started or what is this deal, because I don't have any information on this. I am at your service here.
Do we give this to you?
No, since you're if you like. What is this? What's going on tomorrow night?
Well, Luke, you want to take this? You want me to?
Sure. So Michelle and I decided to kind of put together a health seminar.
All right, hold on.
Yep.
What was the germination of this? What started it out? What made you decide to get this? Are you sick of seeing people unhealthy or something, or coughing and that kind of thing?
Yes.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, well, actually, it kind of started back in August. I was talking to Clark Griffith at the Wayne County Health Department, and he kind of laid out to me kind of like an eye plan that he does to evaluate people's health in Wayne County. So I kind of started...
An eye plan.
That's what they call his... It's what he calls his strategies to implement different sort of health...
Informational plan?
Yeah,
is that what the eye stands for or something?
Hospital professionals and others throughout the community together, and they put together what they call an eye plan. And it just pretty much says, hey, we got a lot of sick people or people that, have heart issues or whatever, that they found out through all these surveys. And then they put together a plan to address those problems. And I'm sure heart disease, maybe cancer, maybe smoking,
obesity,
drug addictions, things like that.
You see, I was just trying to get a definition of the term eye plan, Michelle. You really went farther than I expected.
I don't know where you came up with that.
Eye plan is just a plan, you know what I mean? Just the plan.
All right. So you're talking to Clark. He walks off the golf course and tells you the people are too sick, right?
Right, yeah. And so I see a common theme. Most of them is preventable issues. And so as the Bobcat Den kind of started progressing, we started getting new equipment, different types of services that we planned on offering. I decided to contact Michelle and see if they wanted to partner up on anything in the near future regarding health and wellness.
What do you do out at the Bobcat Den as well?
I do some fitness classes as well as prepare students to be personal trainers,
right.
All the athletes training. I do all of that. Just kind of a wide variety of stuff out there, and as I was doing all this stuff, interacting with people in the den on a daily basis, I was just kind of seeing needs here and there, some of the stuff that some of the members were saying that they would like to have or enjoy seeing in the future, and so these ideas just kind of came to life with that.
Sure, okay, so you get with Clark, you get with Michelle.
Yeah, and then the health seminar is something that we kind of wanted to just provide different types of, for one, health information, two, information on what there is in this community for people that want to seek, especially with New Year's resolutions, people trying to get healthy, whether that's diet, whether that's exercise, whether that's just being healthy in different ways. So it was just kind of a way to provide different types of information and letting people know what's out there in this community in order to get them on track.
So what's going on tomorrow night then?
Okay, so we're having a health seminar at the Bobcat Den Lounge.
In the lounge.
So if you haven't been out to the Bobcat Den before, I highly encourage you to come check it out. The coffee shop will be open for this event. I'd like to say I could provide you free coffee, but I don't know how
many
people are going to be there.
Well, now, hold on. So as part of a health seminar,
yep,
to get healthy, you're going to have mochas and stuff on. I mean, those may not be the best... the best thing.
Black coffee is going to be offered.
Black coffee.
and we'll talk about intuitive eating here very soon.
Okay,
you know, you can't like just dive into like change tomorrow.
I'm just asking.
They're coming here to learn, and then when they leave, they're going to be like, oh, that's how I make a better choice next time.
Exactly right. Okay. Starting tomorrow night. Doing what? When do you start tomorrow night, Luke?
Starting at 6 p.m.
Okay.
We're going to start with Whitney here.
And it's a full seminar, and this is not really kind of a come-and-go thing. This is a sit-in, because there's going to be information for the whole hour there, right?
Yeah, we're going to run for roughly an hour. Hopefully we can get everyone in that period of time to where they can say everything that they would like to. But we're going to start with Whitney. She's going to talk about intuitive eating. And then... after her, Ed and Lucy are going to talk about what they do with the Take Shape for Life.
Ed and Lucy Potts.
Yeah, Ed and Lucy Potts. And then after that, Michelle Ward is going to talk about her Drop of Wellness and Essential Oils. And then I'm going to finish off with some fitness stuff and some fitness services that the Bobcat Den is now offering that's new. And then we'll open the floor up for any questions, and then we'll give a tour of the facility if they choose to.
How much are you getting – it's been a while since we've talked about the fitness center out mm-hmm, there at mm-hmm. the Bobcat Den. Are you getting how much action are you seeing out there? Are you getting a lot? Did you have a good fall?
Our fall was okay. Starting in about November, we started to get a rise in membership. Our membership up since over break and into January has went up about roughly about 100% in
good.
The past 2 months.
So doubled.
We have about 200 active members.
Do they all get out there, or are they all you'll see the occasional – I was watching – I just hate to bring this up, but I was watching Friends the other day.
Oh, my.
And the guys were trying to get out of their health club contracts.
Yeah.
They kept getting guilted back into staying and adding to their health club contract. That's not what you're doing out there.
They're not signing their life away to
no,
us.
No,
so,
no,
yeah,
no. Well, no, that's great though. What do you see as the catalyst to doubling up, you think, in the past few months?
Multiple reasons. One, obviously, the New Year's resolutions for people. Two, we've got a bunch of new equipment out there.
Really?
I placed an order at the beginning, middle of November, and it just started coming in over break. So as people were coming in, people were seeing it. It was pretty much completely different since the last time they had been there.
Is that right?
Even so, then if you went in October.
So you're getting rid of older stuff. So
we're working on getting rid of older stuff, putting in a bunch of new stuff. So that was one reason. Two, we're offering new services that we haven't ever offered before. So if someone goes out there and wants to receive personal training, they can do that. If they want to receive exercise programs, whether they want it to be weight loss, muscle building, strength gain, whatever, they can receive that as well. Any type of fitness and health education, just kind of simple education here and there, and all that is inclusive into the membership. That's not additional. Anything that they want is inclusive into the $20 a month membership, so they can receive that at a pretty fair rate.
How do you have also a is there also a class or a credit class out there too?
Yeah, we have a couple of different classes as well. You can choose to do the membership, or if you are a student or receive some sort of financial aid, we encourage you to actually take a class for credit that's called fitness, physical fitness and wellness.
Uh-huh.
That way your financial aid will pay for your membership. That way you don't have to do so. Another way, we actually offer fitness classes in the evening and then one during the day, which is yoga, aerobics, total body workout, the spin class, and then there's a chair yoga during the day. Those are all for credit as well.
Have you been able to keep a court open for volleyball and racquetball or anything like that?
Racquetball court is still the racquetball court. I'm working on getting a volleyball net to maybe hopefully add to
for
that
volleyball.
Volleyball in the future as well, but that court is still open for that.
You see, now that's the thing. I'm terrifically pleased to hear that the membership has been rising like that, because there's a lot of fun stuff out there, and you're right, folks just don't already know about it, do they?
Right. Yeah. Even though it's been open for a little while, I mean, it's just getting people in there the first time is really what the big goal is, because I think they would be pleased with their experience. I think they would be pleased with the different services as well as the fun that they have the opportunity to have.
Back to that seminar. What time is that tomorrow night?
6 p.m. 6 p.m. to about 7:15.
Folks need to start showing up right about 5:30 and get their latte mocha cappuccino ready to go.
Yeah, right? They can hang out as long as they want.
Talking with Lou Carl here, I just haven't even spoken to Whitney Buckles at all. I'm a rude person. I'll talk to her more when we return, as well as Michelle Ward. You and I have talked a little bit, Michelle, though, haven't we?
Yeah, I've got good stuff for you, though, today.
I am looking forward to it. You are listening to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. We'll be back on the Bruce Dickey Show after these. Hello, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. My name is Bruce Dickey. I have guests across the way. Michelle Ward, Marketing Director at Fairfield Memorial Hospital, along with Whitney Buckles, Registered Dietitian out there at FMH, and Lou Carl, the Adjunct Professor and the man, basically. He is the man at the Bobcat Den. You don't have a title out there, the Bobcat Den. What's your title at Bobcat Den?
I just go by whatever they call me for the day.
The man.
The man.
Guy.
I think that's what they should change my title to. Anyway.
There you go. Yeah. I like that, Luke. I think that makes sense. Okay, Whitney, give me the speech. Don't give me the whole speech. I guess save some for tomorrow night. But what are the important things about that you're going to be talking about at this seminar tomorrow?
Okay, yeah, I don't want to give away all my secrets, but
no.
Since we are kind of talking about New Year's resolutions and weight loss, that's obviously right up my alley, but I did want to kind of put a different spin on it than maybe what people were expecting.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to be talking about intuitive eating, which is kind of actually a non-diet approach.
Yeah, tell me a little bit about
managing
that.
Weight. So intuitive eating, just like it sounds, is kind of based on the idea of intuition, and that your body actually knows how many calories it needs to be at a healthy weight.
Okay.
If we just listen to it.
Really?
And that's the part we're bad at, is the listening to it.
Yeah.
So there's a whole 10 principle concept to it, but it really boils down to listening to your body's hunger and fullness signals.
You know, that's something I've always kind of wondered about, is whether a person gets hungry and then they start to eat, or if they just get in a habit maybe and start to eat. What are you trying to do there? Trying to get out of the habit, aren't you? Just listen to your body. Is that what it is?
Absolutely. A lot of our eating stems from external cues. So we eat because of what time it is, or we eat because everybody else is eating,
yeah,
or we eat because there's free food available.
Right.
And very few times are we actually eating from true physical hunger. So the idea is that if we only ate when we were truly physically hungry, and we stopped eating when we were satisfied, not full, but satisfied, then our body would naturally regulate how many calories we're taking in. Because I would say a large majority of the extra calories we eat happen when we're eating when we're not hungry.
Yeah.
Or when we're eating past the point of satisfied. We're stuffing ourselves.
Okay, I got a question. I got to ask.
Okay.
I mean, if something looks really, really good, though, and you maybe, you're still hungry, you're not that hungry anymore, but there's something there that you haven't tried yet. Is that bad?
Well, the idea behind intuitive eating is that, not that food choices don't matter, but that listening to your cravings and your body signals is important. So what I would say is, if you're already at that point of satisfied, but there's something you still really genuinely want, that doesn't mean you can't have it. That
sure.
just means you need to wait until that next time that you're hungry.
Yeah.
Because you're going to enjoy it a lot more at that point. And you're not going to have the guilt and discomfort of overeating. So it's not that the food itself is off limits. It's just eating it within when your body tells you it needs it.
What do you find, this is probably your busy time of the year, I'm presuming, with New Year's resolutions and
absolutely,
that kind of stuff.
Absolutely, yeah.
What do you find, what kind of rates do you find of people sticking with those? Do you have a sense or an idea of, like, okay, somebody comes in to see me, and I've talked to them about their diet. They've got, say, about diabetes, you know, and you're gonna be basically helping them set up a diet. What kind of recidivism rate do you get?
Well, for myself,
how many folks will stick to a diet, I guess?
I was going to say, for my own personal results with people, I guess I don't have a percentage, but we do know that 95% of diets
fail.
Worldwide fail.
Really?
And that is really where intuitive eating kind of has a leg up, is because any diet plan, you're still relying on something external to tell
yeah.
you what to eat, when to eat, how much to eat.
Sure.
And that's always kind of doomed to fail, because you're going to get hungry when the plan says you can't eat. You're going to crave something the plan says you can't have. And with intuitive eating, it puts all the focus on internal cues rather than external. And so people are much more willing and able to stick with it long term.
Hmm. What are the internal cues? How do you stop the internal cues? Say, boy, I really want that Snickers bar.
It is a process, and it takes some time to learn.
Right.
The main tool that I give people to help with it is, it's called a hunger and fullness scale. And it basically has you rank how you're feeling on a scale of like 1 to 10, just to help people start being more aware of where they're even at. Because so many times we eat.
You see, you know, that's a great point. That's a great point, Whitney, because a lot of folks just probably don't even think about it. They just think it's time to eat rather than I'm all that hungry or not.
Right, and that's why I tell people, the first step is just being aware, because we are so unconditioned to paying attention to those cues that just becoming aware of them is the first step. And then once they're better at identifying where they're at on the scale, then we can start setting goals for when they'll start eating and when they'll stop eating, so that they can really begin to feel what it feels like when you're only eating the amount your body needs.
Tell me about the scale. You said 1 to 10. I'm famished. And
yeah, actually it's 0 to 10. I lied. It's 0 to 10. So
okay.
The, yeah, 0 is starving. I always say you would eat cardboard if it was in front of you.
Yeah.
10 is what we call Thanksgiving full. So
okay.
You're uncomfortable, you're putting on your sweatpants,
well, that's a great
you're
day,
laying
though.
Down on the couch.
But that's such a great day.
But, and then of course there's a range everywhere in between. So that's actually a resource that I'm going to be handing out tomorrow night at the seminar, is a hunger and fullness scale, and showing people how to use that. So
how complex is it? Sounds pretty simple.
It really is very simple. Like I said, the whole concept has 10 principles, but if you boil it down to listen to when you're hungry, listen to when you're full, and really get familiar with that, it's not difficult at all.
Do you find folks have, Do their bellies lie to them? If they ever?
That's a good point.
I just was wondering if somebody screwed up. All right, like me, somebody has a screwed up diet. I basically don't eat breakfast, and I won't eat until the first 9 hours of the day that I'm awake, and then I'll tear in.
Yeah, that's a
screwed up thing, right?
It is, but you know, honestly, it's because that's what you've taught your body to do.
Yeah.
I hear that all the time is I don't get hungry first thing in the morning. I don't get hungry maybe till supper. But that's what you've taught your body to do from years of not eating that breakfast or not eating that lunch. And so I always tell people, you know, I have a lot of people say, well, if I eat breakfast, then I'm starving by lunch.
Really?
If I don't eat breakfast, I feel better and I can go 5 more hours without eating. But that's where we get this idea that hunger is bad and we shouldn't feel hungry. But hunger,
it's not that bad, is it?
No, hunger is a sign that your metabolism is actually working and burning off some calories. So I always tell people, if you're not a morning eater, that might be a meal you kind of have to force as you're starting intuitive eating, because your body has to get used to receiving calories regularly throughout the day for it to really work well. The other thing to think about is people with thyroid issues, they can have some missed cues as far as hunger and fullness goes if it's
really
not well controlled. So
I wonder, that's kind of what I was getting at. I didn't know what part of your body would do that, but I knew that there was something out there that occasionally screwed you up.
Yeah, thyroid is one of them, and we will talk about those a little bit tomorrow night, things that might kind of make intuitive eating a hard fit for you. But for most people, it can work as long as they're aware of those issues and are on the medication they need to control them.
Do you, it doesn't sound like what you're covering tomorrow night will cover it. But I always wonder about, and with Luke being here, one of the trainers out there at the Bobcat Den, I always wonder about power drinks and that kind of thing. Does your thing cover the calories and power drinks and that kind of stuff? Is that good or bad?
You mean like protein shakes?
Yeah, protein shakes, as well as people don't do protein shakes unless they're trying to gain weight, right?
Well, it depends on people's goal, especially if you're pairing it with exercise. It's meant more for muscle recovery and things like that.
Yeah.
But I would argue that whether it is a supplement type drink of that sort or whether it's regular solid food meals, both concepts can fit within intuitive eating once you get familiar with it.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
I always just worry that, like, drinking Gatorade, I don't drink Gatorade much because I always just think there's a sugar drink.
It is. It is. We absolutely count it in the category with sugar-sweetened drinks. And really, the thing with intuitive eating is actual food choices are something that's not covered till later in the program.
Yeah.
Because really, until you're listening to your body well, food choices is kind of a secondary thing when it comes to intuitive eating, which is usually flip-flopped of what we think of when we're starting a diet.
Typical diet you start, you're thinking about, okay, I got to cut out sweets and cut out all these other things. But that's not the direction you're going at it, is it?
It's the long-term direction, but short-term, if you can't identify when and how much your body needs to eat, food choice is going to be a short-term fix.
Are you first tomorrow night?
I am first, so I'll be talking just shortly after 6 once they get some introductions done for about 15, 20 minutes.
And this will all be out there at the Bobcat Den.
Yeah, right. I'm excited. I've actually not been out there. So
have you not?
My first time going.
You see
to
that, Luke?
Well.
Here we go, Luke. This is, we were talking earlier. We need to make sure we get the things get you known out there better. Don't
I
we?
Had to invite her to speak at a seminar in order to get her to come out.
That's
there.
Right. He's getting me in the door.
Well, that's good. What are you going to talk about out there, Michelle?
Well, I'm going to be putting on another hat tomorrow night. I'm going to be talking about some essential oils and just overall wellness and things that you can do to support your body system.
Does that go into like the nutrition at all as well, or is that entirely separate?
There is some nutrition in there. The essential oils you don't necessarily get nutrition from, but we do have other products and things that, you know, can be supportive of good healthy habits.
How many? Let's put the other hat back on for a second. How many folks are you hoping to get out there at the seminar? Who's the person to be disappointed or happy? Is it you? I guess since you're putting it on, Luke, it'd be you that'll be disappointed or happy depending on the number of people, right?
I'll tell you what. If changes one person's life, it'd be enough.
There he is, ladies and gentlemen.
I agree. I second that. You know, I teach a lot of classes in homes, publicly, and things. And I always say, you know, if we change one person at a time, and that's kind of how things happen. You know, revolution of the wellness revolution, you could call it. It takes one person to start making a change, to see somebody else to have a positive change. And I'm sure Ed and Lucy have seen this with what they do is, them and I have talked about, you know, when you get that one person to change their lives, it's kind of like a domino effect. They can touch another, and then it just becomes a snowball.
Since Ed and Lucy aren't here, can you give me kind of a thumbnail of what they're going to be talking about? Or can you, Luke?
Yeah, I can give you a little bit. They do what's called Take Shape for Life, which is pretty well some sort of a diet plan. Through the company is actually called Take Shape for Life. They do Optimal Health. So they do different meal plans and stuff like that to where they do meal replacements as well as like then tailoring people back to their diet. So instead of just it being a fad diet, because this is something I talked to them about before, because I'm not someone who's a big fan of fad diets. I don't think they work.
Right.
I think that makes people.
Well, they get discourages people.
Yeah, it discourages people and can potentially have a harmful effect on them. So I was not a big fan of it until I talked to them, because I thought it was just a fad diet. And then they explained how they started out as the meal replacements and stuff like that, and people really started losing weight and they became healthier. And then they start working them back towards actually getting off the meal replacements and then eating healthy. So they start with a 5-in-1 plan where they do 5 meal replacements and 1 meal, and then they really work on that meal being really healthy.
Yeah.
They go from 5-1, 3-3, and then they go to back where it's full maintenance and they're eating all their own whole foods again. And so that sold me a little bit more to what they do, especially seeing the success a lot of people in town have had.
Have you been able to, or have you considered throwing some more of the healthier stuff on the out at the Bobcat Den on the menu?
That's something that I'll discuss a little bit tomorrow night. That's something we've partnered with a hospital about.
Yes.
Our nutrition services are going to change entirely on the menu at the Bobcat Den.
Is that
at
right?
The end of this month. Yep, they will have sandwiches, wraps, salads, fruits, vegetables, yogurt cups, different types
hummus.
I think we're going to do some soups every now and then. But that's all provided by Fairfield Memorial Hospital's cafeteria.
Yeah, we just got that actually partnership all done. And, you know, Luke had come
soup,
out.
Yeah, signed, sealed, delivered?
Signed, sealed,
that
delivered.
Is, yeah.
Yep, yep, pretty much.
Well,
so.
I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll take a break and we'll talk a little bit more about that.
Okay.
Among plenty of other stuff when we return here on the Bruce Dickey Show. You are listening to the Bruce Dickey Show. It's a nutrition and healthy day.
Yes.
That's exactly right. You're listening to us on WFIW AM and FM 104.9 on the FM side, AM 1390. I've got Michelle Ward here along with Whitney Buckles and Luke Harl, and we'll be back here after these.
Till I thought of what I'd which connection I should cut. I was feeling part of the scenery. I walked right out of the machinery. My heart going boom, boom, boom. Son, he said, grab your things, I come to take you home.
Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois. Do appreciate you tuning in. My name is Bruce Dickey, joined across the way by Michelle Ward. She's the marketing director at the Fairfield Memorial Hospital, along with Whitney Buckles, the registered dietitian out there at the hospital, as well as Luke Harl. He's the adjunct professor of student and health association. He's the adjunct professor and a student and health association advisor out at Frontier Community College. We're talking about their seminar, health seminar, taking place tomorrow night. What's the story on the seminar, Michelle?
Yes, tomorrow night, 6 to 7 p.m. at the Bobcat Den. So January 17th.
Plus, it's a great opportunity, if you haven't been out there, a great opportunity to just get out there and take a look around, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. They've got a lot of new services and nice facility out there, and they've really beefed things up from the sounds of it.
Luke, you were mentioning before I cut you off that you have now partnered with FMH for food service out there. How's that? How'd that get started, and when does it actually go into effect?
No, that rolled whenever this did. This was something that Michelle kind of gave the idea to me, which whenever she – that really perked my ears up more than anything. Because
really?
We don't offer like a cafeteria type thing on our campus like a lot of other colleges do. So this was a huge opportunity for both our campus.
Well, the thing is, you've got more kids on campus now than ever before,
yeah,
don't you?
I forget how much most colleges have lost about 10 to 15% enrollment over the past few years, and ours has actually went up 10 to 15% in the past 2 years.
But like full-time students as opposed to where you'd always had kind of the community type of students, but now you've got full-timers and with the dorm there, this makes a ton of sense.
Right, yeah. It used to be a come to class, go to class, leave. Now that's not really the case anymore. So we got the dorms as well, and then this is going to be a big opportunity for both our campus, our employees on campus, the community itself. It's just going to be a really good opportunity to have the opportunity to eat healthy.
So what kind of food are you going to have?
Sandwiches, wraps, salads, fruits, vegetables, cups, yogurt, hummus. Oh, I think we'll do some soups a few times. Some of it's not always going to be a lot of it'll be the same, and then we'll add some different things each week, kind of depending
it'll
on
vary what, on different yeah,
vary
days
on
though,
different,
right?
Yep. So it won't always be the exact same menu.
See, now that's pretty cool because April sends me the
menu for the hospital. The
menus
yes.
for the hospital. I presume that what they're going to be getting may not be closely associated to that, but if she's cooking that for the food service out there at the hospital, it might make more sense to put some of that into the Frontier, right?
Right, right. So I know Paul had come out, and he'd mentioned something that when he was by my office one day, and that they were struggling with something, and I said, well, I wonder if there's something the hospital could do to
Paul
help
Berensman?
With that. Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. And then Luke got with me here in December, and you know, he says we really need something, and so we had the powers to be get together.
Yeah.
So Dr. Bunting and powers to be at the college got together I think about a week or so ago. Mm-hmm. And determined on how we could do this and make this possible. So we thank them because you know, without them, and then of course our amazing dietary staff,
yeah,
to really make it happen. So yeah, they're going to come out and they're going to pick up the items from the hospital and then take them out and have them sell them there at the college.
Tell me a little bit about this event is is this a one time only tomorrow night, or are we going to be doing these seminars more often than just once?
Bruce, you get to be blessed with Luke and I.
What?
Possibly monthly.
Huh?
Because we are going to offer, this is not something that we want to just offer New Year's resolution. Hey, come out and get healthy, and then, like, we drop you, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So the hospital's got a lot of health initiatives, as does the health department. And then, of course, Luke wants to make this a long-standing thing. So we have decided the third Tuesday every month, at 6 p.m., we're going to be offering a health seminar.
I don't remember you telling me that last week. Did you really tell me that?
I don't know if I gave you the details, but we did mention it earlier that we're going to repeat this. But
see, now I didn't realize that either.
Yeah.
I do have cognitive problems.
Yeah, he needs some sleep. We're going to talk about... So each month, Bruce, each month, and we are going to get together, and we're going to provide almost a theme for the month.
Uh-huh.
So I thought everybody knew, but during break, Bruce did not know.
I had no idea what you were talking
about.
Heart
month is February.
So you were telling me that you're going to do cardio next month, right?
Cardiac. Yeah, like cardiac rehab. So I have asked Carla from our cardiac rehab, Carla Dunahay. She's our PT from that department that does the cardiac rehab. She's going to come and talk about it.
Okay.
And what it is, and, you know, people have questions about that. You know, I'm going to try to maybe pull in another speaker, maybe one of the docs. No promises there yet, but
sure,
we're working on it. We're just getting this kind of all started. So our goal is each month to have a theme. So next month's Heart Month, and then in March, I think we're going to look at sleep. Because sleep can affect your mental health and also your physical health.
You see, March is probably a pretty good month to do that because you have – no, I'm serious, because you're going to have the end of daylight savings. Well, the start of daylight savings, the end of standard time. Plus, you start in light. It's light a lot later in the day.
Sure.
So folks might want to try to fix their sleep habits, right?
Right. Well, anytime's a good time to fix your sleep habits. So, Bruce, you need more sleep.
You ain't a kidding.
Yeah. He was sharing he only got 5 hours last night, so we can talk about optimal sleep time. And
yeah, five's probably not enough.
Five is probably not enough, especially it's even worse for females.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yeah, women actually need more rest, especially between, I believe, 11 and 1. There's a stress hormone, and it could affect their abilities to detox and all this. Oh, yeah.
11 and 1 at night or 11 and 1 in the day?
11 p.m. to 1 a.m.
Is that right?
That's when they should be hitting their head should be hitting the pillow by 10.
You're telling me this to tell me in 2 months it's going to be a very good show.
Oh, it's going to be very good. Every month's going to be good. So we're going to have these special themes each month. February Heart, March we're going to look at sleep. April we're actually going to work on getting together a Spring into Health education event, huge event. We're talking like sports stuff, maybe a softball tournament.
Well, yeah, with the summertime coming up.
Yeah, we're going to have a softball tournament, maybe a 5K that day. We've got a lot of really cool ideas.
Oh, really?
Yes.
5K the day of the seminar?
Well, it's going to be a full, like a health fair / softball game day / 5K, like major activity day.
You going to do that on campus? What's the thought?
Yeah, the thought's going to do it out of FCC.
Really?
Yes.
So you'll be playing softball on the baseball diamond?
Yes.
Nice.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah, that's
so
exciting.
So, you know, we're going to be like working on all of that. So be watching for that sort of thing. Also, I know Luke and the hospital, we're both going to beef up our Facebook pages. We know a lot of people go to Facebook for various inspiration. So the hospital, I'm working with our therapy department because we know a lot of people want to start exercising. Mm-hmm. However, they have some challenges. So our therapy department is going to provide some exercise of the day on Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. So
on Facebook.
On Facebook. Yep. We're going to do short little videos to give you some ideas. And then we are going to have some mindful moments. I think we're going to probably do those on Sundays. That's for mental health, to mindful moments. In other words, mental health and wellness type tips that work with the mind.
Well, yeah. Actually, that's a great point. Because 3 weeks from now, Sundays are going to be wide open again. I mean, like, there's a lot of people who basically spend their Sundays watching football for their mental health.
And they're going to need
it. And that's
going to
be gone.
I know. So we'll be there.
It's already tearing me up.
We'll be there.
There's
we'll
only
be
like
there.
Two left. It's just awful.
So here's another good one. We're gonna give on Tuesdays. You know how like Tuesday's like senior day?
Yeah.
We're gonna
I didn't
senior.
Know that. How is Tuesday senior day?
I don't know. It just is. When you go, you have a senior. Like, how did they determine that?
I don't know.
Okay. I'm not the power to be on that. But because we knew it was senior day, because we know these things, right, Luke?
That's exactly
we're
right.
The hospital's going to do what we call senior secrets. And I know Luke also has a program called senior
silver sneakers.
Silver sneakers.
You got the silver sneakers out there, yeah.
So, yeah. So we definitely are being mindful of our seniors. And then on Thursdays, Whitney's helping me whip up some nutrition. We don't know what we're calling
you
it
You have
yet.
A ton of stuff coming up,
yeah.
Don't you, Michelle?
So, like, you can kind of be watching. Every Thursday, you're going to get, like, a nutrition tip. On, you know, Sundays, you're going to get a mind tip on Tuesday's the senior day. Hey, right?
Your senior's so senior. Now, what kind of you're talking about putting this on Facebook? What kind of seniors? What kind of percentage do you think are on Facebook?
Oh, you'd be surprised.
Really? No, I don't have any clue.
I don't know percentage-wise exactly, but I can tell you from the likes and shares that I see on our Facebook page at the hospital, especially the menus, those seniors like and share our menus.
Do they really?
They love them.
That's great. Well, you know, that's because the food looks great.
Yes. Well, and they do like our menus. So, but with that being said, you know, the seniors are going to love that. It's really surprising how many are actually on Facebook. You know, some people think, oh, seniors, you know, they are not into the electronics. I hate to tell you, but
they are.
They totally are.
They totally
are.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, guys, it sounds like a very interesting show tomorrow night. Tell me again what time and when everything gets going, Luke.
It's going to start at 6 p.m. If you come out earlier, you're welcome to tour the facility beforehand. I'll be out there, as well as coffee shop will be available. It'll start at 6. We'll run to roughly about 7, which will open the floor up for questions and a tour if you want one.
That's kind of handy, too. Keeping it an hour, you're basically, instead of making somebody sit through a long thing, this will be fun, won't it, Whitney? You're going to make, are you going to people have stand up and exercise and all that kind of stuff during your program?
Well, I hadn't planned to, but you're giving me ideas every minute here.
Well, again, it sounds like it'll be a good time. Michelle, Whitney, Luke, thank you guys so much for coming out here today. I do appreciate it. And best of luck to you tomorrow, okay?
All right, thanks.
Yes, we expect to see you there, Bruce.
What?
We're looking forward to
it. I'm supposed to be there?
Yes, we're looking forward to seeing you, Ruth.
Luke, you want me there?
Yeah, I thought you were going to broadcast.
Oh, I'm busy.
Broadcast live. Yeah, there we go.
Yeah,
we'll broadcast live.
I'm sure I've got something going on.
Maybe Dodie will come out and help
with
that.
It's a Tuesday. It's basketball night. Tuesday's always basketball night.
Well, I'm sure
I'm open tomorrow night.
There's someone available.
Well, it sounds like it'll be a fun time. That's the Bruce Dickey Show for today, folks. We'll talk to y'all again tomorrow. Have a great day.